Beyond is the title of Dan Graham's retrospective at the Museum of Contemporary Art through May 25th. Certainly it goes beyond boundaries, including rock music videos, photographs of suburban New Jersey houses, and architectural pavilions made of two-way mirror, glass, and steel. Bennett Simpson is a curator at the Museum of Contemporary Art, and he tells me why they did the show.
Dan's work has been so important, so fundamental to contemporary art for decades, since the mid-1960s, really. And there had never been a retrospective in the United States. The diversity of Dan's work, I think, really, really sort of comes together in the show, and you see his love of architecture, you see his love of music, you see his humor, you really get a sense of the kind of conceptual mindset of the mid-60s and in the early work. It's a great synthesis, I think, of a very important body of work.
Graham explains how the pavilions evolved.
You see, all my work was a hybrid. My first things for magazine pages were also conceptual art and essays. And I liked the fact that when I did these architecture models that it was a hybrid between art and architecture. And also the idea of doing artists doing architecture models in 78, I thought was a little bit challenging. I did them also as propaganda to get things built and also as kind of fantasy situations.
And what about the role of rock music, which was so important in the early part of your career?
It wasn't a career, it was a hobby, just like most of my work is a hobby. I wanted to be a writer, and the best writing was by people like Paul Williams, Lester Bangs, and the people who are basically a rock and roll slash literary critics. And of course, I've always loved music. I got Kim Gordon involved in rock music and in writing, and I was very close to Glenn Branca, a close friend of mine. I collaborate often with Glenn. I think it's easy to collaborate with musicians. It has more to do with the idea, a sense of community.
Could you tell us what your perception is, looking at it from your eyes?
Well, my perception came from yesterday when I was talking to a group of teenagers who are involved with MoCA, and they all said the work is interactive. They said it's open-minded, and they said instead of trying to push my own vision, it's open to the audience, which they said was very interesting. And the fact that they understood this meant that the show and the work is working, because critics always have a very narrow point of view.
Do you consider yourself a conceptual artist?
No, because my magazine pages were 3 years before conceptual art, and I think conceptual art has no humor. My work is more about anarchistic humor. I was closer to Onkawara or Stanley Brown, and I think a lot of conceptual art, I know Benjamin Buchlow talks about the heritage of conceptual art. Heritage, I think my work more had to do with anarchistic humor rather than heritage.
Beyond is the title of Dan Graham's retrospective at the Museum of Contemporary Art through May 25th. Go to moca.org for more information. For Arts Alive, I'm Hunter Drahoyoska-Filt.